The Deadly Mystery of the Missing Diamonds by T.E. Kinsey, performed by Simon Mattox and Elizabeth Nolden. France, July 16, 1917. Dearest Flo, I don't know when or even if you're going to get this. The mail has been taking an age to get across the channel lately. I'll go ahead and write it anyway and hope for the best. Thank you for your last. I love the story about Gertie Farley Stroud and her new dog. Won't it get confusing if they call the dog Gertie too? Maybe she shouldn't have let her granddaughter name it. Anyway, I'd love to see them again when I next get some leave, both the lady and the dog. She's my third favorite Englishwoman. And look at that. I've been so long among you all that I've forgotten how to spell. There's no U in favorite. I'm going native. I know I complain, but life behind the front lines isn't so bad, really. Obviously, I can't say much about what we see, but among the, let's say, unpleasantness, I wonder if that's mild enough for the censor. You'll have to let me know. There are always moments of joy and hope, no matter how small or fleeting. The boys can be so funny and charming, even in their darkest moments. I wonder if that's an English thing. You seem to cope with adversity with defiant resignation. Except that you're not English, are you? But you're only half Welsh, surely. I await your scathing response to that one. My fellow nurses are all absolute darlings. Well, most of them. I can't name names in a letter that might be intercepted by the Bosch. They might attempt to undermine our morale by exploiting our dissatisfaction or some such bunkum. But if she uses my hairbrush without asking one more time, she'll learn not to mess with this yank. I know where we keep the senna, and no one wants to spend any extra time in these latrines, let me tell you. Have you heard from Ivor? I still can't bring myself to call him Skins. It really doesn't suit him. Or even Barty? It's so frustrating. I only joined the Fannies to get closer to him, to keep him safe, maybe. I don't know how I thought that would work, but it made sense when I left Maryland. I knew I could do nothing at all from 3,000 miles away, so I simply had to get closer. I just can't seem to actually get to him, though. I put in a request to be moved nearer to him every time I find out where his regiment is, but by the time I get there, they've moved on, or he's performing in a concert party in Paris, or you get the picture. I don't think the powers that be in the first aid nursing yeomanry are going to indulge me many more times. I was wondering if he might have written to you or Emily, thinking the letter would be more likely to reach you than me. He's an idiot, but he's my idiot, and it's frustrating to know I'm never more than 100 miles from him, and I still can't see him. But I'm getting maudlin now, and I have to stop that. No one wants a sad-eyed nurse at their bedside, and I have to be on duty in a moment. So how about something a little lighter? There was an incident nearby that made me think of you, and it was sufficiently exciting that it was reported in the local newspaper, clipping enclosed. There was an old-fashioned hold-up on the road to Calais. I wanted to imagine men with bandanas over their faces, armed with Colt six-shooters, riding palominos and holding up the stagecoach. But the newspaper tells a more mundane story. The French press can be very stodgy and straight-laced sometimes.